Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, 9949. Patient was seen on the 21st, 1-21-22. Our patient is a, let me see, how old is he? ...73-year-old gentleman, originally from Beaumont, Texas. He lives at home with a caregiver, his son, who's considered his provider, totally bedbound in diapers, confused, with history of hypertension, diabetes, stroke. There's a wheelchair present in the room, but patient is no longer able to use, period. Patient, COVID vaccination is not known, allergy none. Review of system, patient wears a diaper, he's confused, he's weak, he has muscle wasting bilaterally in his legs, muscle wasting in his upper and lower extremities, as well as the scaphoid abdomen. He states that he's hungry, he's been fed three times a day per caretaker, has had no nausea or vomiting per caretaker, but his appetite has been diminishing and has been more confused, period. Patient's family has decided against hospitalization or having him transferred to the emergency room for repeat CAT scan. They assume that he's having more strokes at this time, period. Medications includes Protonix, Zofran, Colace, Lasix, Wellbutrin, Lipitor, Coric, Lisinopril, inhaler, and Plavix. Patient also has been told that has history of congestive heart failure and has a very low ejection fraction. As best that the son can remember, is less than 40%, period. That information is not known to me at this time. Medical problems, under medical problems, put down hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure, and stroke. Review of system as above, social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's been a heavy smoker in the past, per report. Family history, non-contributory. On exam, we find Mr. Madison to be in no distress. His blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulses 90, respirations 22. He's a febrile heart, positive S3 Gallop noted, positive S1, positive S2 with few ectopics, lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen scaphoid, non-tender, lower extremity shows no edema, positive muscle wasting, neck shows mild JVD, no lymphadenopathy, oral mucosa is dry. Assessment number one, change in mental status. Number two, history of stroke. Number three, cannot rule out recurrent strokes. Number four, diabetes, need to check blood sugars on a regular basis. Number five, congestive heart failure. Patient has muscle wasting and what is known as cardiac cachexia related to his chronic congestive heart failure. Next one is continue with current medication. Next number, patient would benefit from an ER visit to check blood work and to check his current complaints, but the family and the patient do not want to go to the emergency room. They want to be taken care of at home. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next one is cardiomyopathy. Next one is hypertension. Next one is nausea and vomiting. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is decreased appetite. Next one is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next one is weight loss. Next one is muscle wasting in the lower extremity consistent with cardiac cachexia. Thank you.